Chapter 7, Personal Pillar 2, Your Creative Freedom Entrepreneur Type. Chaos is Order Reorganizing. Helen Hein Miller. Brace yourself. This is going to be a large chapter. I considered breaking out each creative type into its own chapter, but that would only encourage you to skip around based on your type. It's important to have an understanding of all the types, because you've been interacting with them for years, and having an insight into how other people prefer to show up in the world not only makes it possible for you to better understand them, but also to employ them as your company grows. Each of us has a preferred mode of operation in the world. It dictates the way you interact with the world around you. It reveals why you choose to do what you do or not. It also causes blind spots unique to your type. As a creative entrepreneur, you're building a business around doing what you love. There may be times when you wear many hats, but knowing your creative freedom type allows you to see the natural blind spots of your type that cause you to wear the wrong hats for too long. When you're clear on not only what you're good at, but also what energizes you, it becomes easier to find and implement support systems for things that aren't in your wheelhouse. The creative freedom spectrum identifies your preference, not your proficiency. You can be really good at something and hate doing it. You might even expect that you have to or should be doing it because you're a business owner, but that's a faulty assumption. In fact, several chaotic creatives I've met are incredibly good at linear functions, but those tasks drain their energy and leave them feeling depleted at the end of the day. Likewise, a focus on more chaotic functions, while important in the growth of a business, can drive a linear to the brink of insanity. When each type focuses on what's best for them and delegates the other tasks and responsibilities, the result is more time, energy, and money for what matters most. It makes no sense to put a linear in a chaotic position, and vice versa. They'll only be miserable. When you can play to the strengths of everyone on your team, you've got serious leverage to grow. I've already shared some of the backstory on how the spectrum came to be, so let's dig into the distinctions on how to identify where you fall on the spectrum. Your creative freedom entrepreneur type. Unlike many personality or skills tests, the creative freedom entrepreneur type assessment is designed to help you discover your natural preference, not your proficiency. It shows you what types of tasks and skills come easy to you or will boost your energy versus draining it. Why is that important? Just because you're good at something doesn't mean you should be doing it. It just means you've got experience or have developed the skills necessary to do it. Don't get me wrong. Learned skills are important. They're survival skills that can help you pick up the slack or better understand other people on the spectrum. But if you get stuck doing this work for very long, you're going to drive yourself nuts. The opposite is also true. Just because you don't have a lot of practice at something doesn't mean you won't enjoy it once you give it a go. Regina grew up in a tiny town in Germany. Her dream was to be a dancer, but there were no dance studios or dance classes available to her. So she studied physical education and foreign languages with the hope that she'd be able to put her skills to use outside of her hometown. Eventually, Regina was hired to work as a translator and began traveling the world for her company. Her talent and ability got her promoted to higher levels within the company, where she was tasked with organizing cross-functional teams and setting up the systems and processes to make those teams work. Very linear stuff. Regina was good at her job and got some satisfaction out of it, but it was soul-sucking work for her. A chaotic by nature, she felt penned in and unable to express herself within the confines of her linear work. She knew she needed an outlet, so she decided to take a Latin dance class after work. Quote, "It was in that class that I felt the most free," Regina said. "Even though I knew nothing about the style and it was hard at first, I enjoyed the rewards of doing it," end quote. Regina now enjoys dancing regularly and is good at it. She's taken up several different Latin styles in her pursuit of creative expression and what matters most to her. Her favorite class? "There are no steps to learn," she says. "I just follow my partner's lead and trust him to move me around the floor." Spoken like a true chaotic. Regina was so tired of following the rules at work that she relished the idea of just going with the flow. By discovering your type, you'll have a deeper understanding of why you love some things about your great work, yet detest others. You'll learn about your unique set of ninja skills and blind spots, things that can hold you back or set you up for even greater success. You may even get new insights into ways to redesign your business so that you can clear the bottlenecks that have stalled or stymied your growth. Disclaimer, as of this writing, I've yet to meet anyone who is 100% linear or chaotic. Everyone falls somewhere along the spectrum, so you'll probably demonstrate tendencies of both types at one time or another. Our culture promotes a well-rounded education, so you've no doubt been exposed to linear and chaotic tasks and skill sets from a young age. But unless you're a fusion type, you'll have a clear preference for one type of task or skill set over the other. The key here again is not what you do well, but what you prefer to do. I'm great at alphabetical filing, and I'm a lousy piano player, but I'd choose piano lessons over filing any day of the week. Here are the types, in no particular order. Chaotic creatives. Chaotics are the makers, creators, and joy bringers of the world. At their apex, they are celebrities in their market. Think rock stars like Lady Gaga or Billy Joel, and world-class athletes like Michael Jordan or Venus Williams. Ninja skills. Although everyone is a creative in some way, chaotics are who we typically classify as the artsy ones. They have the clever and crafty ideas that the rest of us steal, with their permission, of course. They are experience-focused. They go out of their way to make memories and leave a positive impression. Chaotics speak in feelings, moods, and moments. Chaotics are great at setting a scene, telling a story, and inspiring people to take action. They are fun-loving, often charismatic leaders, though it doesn't always come naturally. Chaotics aren't afraid to take risks, big risks, especially if it means reaching their fans or helping to make an experience even better for their people. Lady Gaga once confessed in an interview that she plowed every penny she had into a tour in order to impress the number one promoter in the world, Arthur Fogel, to get him to agree to be her promoter. Chaotics are fiercely loyal to their audience, too. Chaotics will give you the shirt off their back. Chaotics are known for high standards of excellence. They make sure every detail is perfect and every customer is delighted. They bend over backwards to make sure everyone is seen, heard, and understood. They care deeply about people and their feelings, especially their best customers. They go out of their way to make every interaction a blessing. Chaotics are visionaries and can see their desired end result better than any other creative type. They trust their intuition, which is finely tuned and generally keeps them moving in the right direction. They are imaginative and often able to see possibilities where others cannot. Walt Disney saw a castle where everyone else only saw a swamp. Lady Gaga built an entire career out of doing the impossible. They also have a strong belief in their dreams and their great work. If anyone is going to make their dreams come true, it's a chaotic because they can see the details of their dreams so readily. Chaotics are also more able to go with the flow and adapt to a situation. They may not like the changes, but they get over it and get moving in the new situation quickly. Blind spots. Chaotic creatives typically reach a point when they are ready to get organized and grow, to stay on track and achieve their goals. Chaotics typically need accountability without pressure. Oftentimes they need very directive help because they get overwhelmed with too many details. They're good at seeing details, but managing them can throw a chaotic into an anxiety attack. Too many details, too little time. Chaotics need structures that work with their lifestyle. They usually know how to relax and have fun, but they can feel both anxious about needing to focus and overwhelmed because there's too much to do. They don't want to be penned in and resist most forms of discipline or structure that are foisted upon them. Still, they recognize that their laissez-faire approach to business prevents them from creating a consistently profitable business. They're also often the last to reach their true financial potential as creative entrepreneurs. Why? Their aversions to all things linear. Money, numbers, structures, and routines are all taboo for chaotic creatives. You can't build a relationship with numbers. Processes, systems, and rules feel too rigid and confining for chaotics who like to trust their gut and go with the flow or who want to deal with people on an individual case-by-case basis. Afraid of selling out, they usually focus on doing their great work and trust that if they build it, they will come. When the money finally starts coming in, they often need trusted advisors to keep the business stable, or they will face overwhelm and burnout from managing the day-to-day elements of their business. Their results often reflect their haphazard approach to business, chronic cycles of feast or famine, usually because they got lost in their work or socializing for extended periods of time. Once they come up for air, they recognize the need to get out there and market their offerings, but struggle with their negative perception of marketing and sales. Relying only on intuition can cause chaotics to get into trouble they could have avoided with outside help or a second opinion. They're great at creating a world-class experience for their audience, but when there's not enough money, time, or manpower to create the perfect replica of what's playing in their mind, they get frustrated and drag their heels. Remember champagne wishes and Kool-Aid money? Never is it more applicable than right here. Because of their high standards of excellence, chaotics are challenged to trust other people with their creative vision, and yet they can't possibly attain their high level of quality on a consistent basis without help. If they try, they'll run themselves ragged. Perfectionism can slow progress, especially if you can't trust your team, and it makes you look like a diva. The secret, then, is to keep standards high, hire A players, and then get out of your own way, trusting your team to do their best work. Accountability, consistency, profitability. Chaotics can be afraid to right-size their expectations for fear of how it might make them look. I had a client with a growing business that was unable to meet the timeline for customer deliverables. His company was a month behind on delivering the offer promised to his clients, who were growing angrier by the minute. Instead of jumping in to lend a hand to fix the delivery issue, my client's energies were focused on how the website was the wrong shade of blue and how an inconsistent brand presence spoke poorly of the company. I'm all in favor of consistency. You just read a whole chapter about creating a compelling brand experience and how consistency plays into that. But if you're more focused on how things look than you are about the timely delivery of what you promised to your clients, you're probably a chaotic. In early struggle, chaotics often have to settle and lower their expectations a bit. In truth, they're really just right-sizing those expectations to their resource constraints. Of course, it would be nice to have a website with the perfect shade of blue, but that's not what your client is worried about, especially if they can't tell the difference between robin egg blue and Tiffany blue. It's all blue in your customer's eyes. When you do have the budget, a good portion of it is focused on the total customer experience. That's good news for customer loyalty and retention, but can often result in being overgenerous on your part. You give too much because you're trying to create a positive experience that exceeds customer expectations, which is a bar that gets continually raised unless you set some healthy boundaries. Vision is powerful, but without an audience and a team to bring it to fruition, your vision won't make an impact. Keep your focus on accountability, consistency, and profitability, and your business will grow at a healthy rate. Linear creatives. Linears are the strategic thinkers, problem solvers, and the innovators of the world. At their apex, they are thought leaders of their industry. Think Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, or Kiran Mazumdar-Shaw, and inventors like Thomas Edison, Marie Curie, or Grace Hopper. Ninja skills. Linears don't typically identify as creative, but they are. Linears choose instead to classify themselves as thought leaders, inventors, or innovators, which is really just code for creative. Linears are results-focused. They love to hit goals, meet deadlines, and check off boxes. They can come across as hard-driving type A folks that are good at setting and achieving goals no matter what it takes. Linears are problem solvers. Want the job done on time and under budget? Linears will develop a strategy to make it happen. They also have a machine-like ability to perform. Their sense of duty and obligation will have them showing up sick, playing through the pain, and sacrificing themselves in order to hit the goal or meet the deadline. Linears speak in systems, patterns, processes, and numbers. Linears can also be great at organizing and keeping people on task. Systems and processes come as naturally to them as breathing. They can be natural leaders and managers, giving clear, concise direction. Linears are also innovators and can take someone else's idea and make it even better. They're great at spotting the flaws and details that can stall a project and offer suggestions to put it back on track. They research, and only then do they make a very educated decision. In the meantime, they're focused on efficiencies, systems, processes, and scaling up. How's it performing? Who's buying it? How can we streamline this? Think Warren Buffett, the chairman of Berkshire Hathaway, a multinational company with stock that currently trades well above $200,000 per share. Blind spots. Relationship building doesn't always come easy to linears, because relationships don't seem as straightforward as numbers and deadlines. Sometimes they find it easier to relate to a spreadsheet than to the people in their life. Numbers and patterns are predictable. They like stability and comfort, and aren't too keen on taking risks. Because of their bottom line focus, linears can often appear cold, unfeeling, or even calculating. Linear creatives typically reach a point when the money isn't as important as the meaning. When these clients come to me, they're looking to create more impact and have lives worth living. They want the safety and security that come with the money they're making, and they want to be able to enjoy it too. A linear's health and well-being aren't typically a priority until later in life, unless something or someone intervenes. For example, if a spouse threatens divorce or a loved one falls ill, they may actually learn to live without the daily grind for a while. A hard-driving focus on the bottom line can leave linear creatives burning bridges and feeling depleted, burned out, and unsatisfied with their work. Why? Their general aversion to all things chaotic, trusting intuition, taking time out for self-care, stepping out of their results-oriented box long enough to see the bigger picture of life. Afraid of wasting time, linears can get too focused on the details of meeting deadlines or budget constraints for a project and forget about the people that make it, buy it, or support and encourage the originator of the great work in the first place. Linears can miss the big picture of business entirely. In the worst case, they become cold, calculating, and focused on hitting their targets at the expense of everyone around them, including themselves. Their results often belie what's going on behind the scenes. Everything looks good on paper, and to the rest of the world, linears should be enjoying the high life, but they're often on a hamster wheel of hustle, searching for more of everything except what really matters. Because money comes so easily, linears often identify themselves by their results. So if they're not making money, they somehow feel less than or like they're not pulling their own weight. Permission, big picture, sustainability. Linears typically need permission to loosen up without guilt and to trust their highly qualified teams to handle the day-to-day operations of the business. Linears love to get granular and can get lost in the details. Providing big picture oversight is often helpful. It's hard for linears to take a day off, not because they don't have a team to keep things running, but because they're so focused on results and profitability that they lose sight of sustainability. Linears aren't afraid to cut a few corners if they have to in order to meet a deadline, sometimes with negative consequences. Because of their results-focused nature, linears can burn through their team members quickly. They can come across as too demanding, asking for the impossible when it comes to deadlines and sales goals. A well-tempered linear inspires their team to achieve great things, setting stretch goals, and checking in not only on the progress of their team, but also on their well-being. Without that bilateral check-in, an overbearing linear can be seen as a judgmental tyrant. Details are important, but without the bigger picture, your great work has no meaning. Turn your attention to sustainability and give yourself permission to relax and see the bigger picture of what you're creating in the world. Fusion creatives. Fusion creatives are the jack-of-all-trades types that seem to be good at just about everything. They are the Renaissance men and women of the world. At their apex, they are revolutionary visionaries, often ahead of their time. Think Da Vinci, Steve Jobs, Queen Marguerite II of Denmark, astronaut Mae Jemison, and the Eagles. Ninja skills. Fusions may self-identify as multi-passionate because they are adept at a variety of things and find it hard to pick just one to pursue. Fusions have the best and worst of both worlds. Living right in the middle of the spectrum, they have an equal preference and may lean in either the chaotic or linear direction as the situation dictates. Fusions see intricacies in patterns and relationships that others miss. Depending on their focus at the moment, you might mistake them for a linear or a chaotic because they speak both languages equally well. Fusions are good at getting things done, unless they get stuck in a perfection loop. If they can transcend the all-or-nothing thinking, fusions actually have the greatest capacity for fame and fortune. Think of the Eagles, a band of musicians, each successful in their own right, who created the best-selling album of the 20th century. Fusions have a wide network of loose contacts that don't overlap much because they have a lot of different interests. In other words, they know many people, and many people know of them, but don't feel as if they really know or have a lot of influence with them. Fusion creatives are blessed with a can-do attitude and an ability to tackle almost any challenge because of their depth and breadth of knowledge. They have a voracious appetite for learning and doing just about anything. Blind spots. Fusions are prone to comparing themselves to other linear or chaotic creatives instead of focusing on their own unique blend of talents and skills. It's got to be better than everyone else's, or why bother? Fusions are often reluctant leaders because they frequently suffer from imposter syndrome and don't experience themselves as good enough. Because their network is filled with people who are more linear or more chaotic than they are, fusions often see people around them that are better than they are at everything they do. What they don't realize is that no one else in their network is good at both the linear and chaotic things like they are. Fusions spend an inordinate amount of time trying to perfect something before they put it out into the world. If it isn't perfect, they won't share it. Fusions are often seen as the creative one in their circle of linear friends and the strategic one in their circle of chaotic friends. They demonstrate traits of both linears and chaotics almost interchangeably, and the most common telltale traits of a fusion creative are perfectionism and comparisonitis. Their biggest problems are trying to figure out which thing to pick and asking for help. Why? All or nothing thinking puts them in a feedback loop where fusions think they should be able to do everything all the time and do it well, which then ironically triggers their imposter syndrome. Fusions struggle with letting go of tasks. The thought is that it's just faster and easier if I do it myself. That's true in the short term, but in the long term, it creates two problems. The first is that fusions become the bottleneck in their business, slowing potential momentum. The second is that because they haven't been asking for help, they haven't built the strong network relationships needed to grow their business once they do get some momentum. Then overwhelm can set in, which slows momentum again. This keeps fusions in a feast or famine cycle where they create for a while and then stop creating in order to market what they've created. Slowing down, asking for help, trust. Fusion creatives typically reach a point where they're tired of being busy and not seeing a return on their investment. When these clients come to me, they are ready to have a consistently sustainable and profitable enterprise. They typically need permission to act with confidence, without being compared to others, and to trust that whatever project they choose to complete will be successful, because it probably will be. If you thought chaotics had it bad, fusions stuck in comparisonitis set impossibly high standards for themselves because they want to be as good as their linear or chaotic counterparts with a high standard of excellence, on time, and under budget. Afraid of not being fully seen and not measuring up when they are, fusions can spend countless hours perfecting their great work, which causes them to finish less and struggle more. The result? When they finally put something into the world, it's amazing! But few people know about it because they don't spread the word for fear of not measuring up. When you let go of the need to compare yourself to anyone but yourself, that is when your real light shines. Focus on asking for help, right-sizing expectations around getting that help, and trusting that there's no one else in the world who can do the combination of things you do in the way you do them. The cusp types. When you take the assessment, you might be one of the rare birds who falls into the cusp zone. The cusp types still show a preference for either chaotic or linear skills, but have a greater affinity for their opposite type. They're not true fusions, again, because of their reliance on or preference for one type over the other, but they generally respond to a diversity of tasks with less stress, overwhelm, or fatigue than someone closer to the ends of the spectrum. My friend Mike Michalowicz is a great example of this. Known for his witty, irreverent personality, he's the author of business books with titles like The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur, The Pumpkin Plan, and Surge, Time the Marketplace, Ride the Wave of Consumer Demand, and Become Your Industry's Big Kahuna. His fun-loving, playful nature might lead you to suspect he's a bit too casual to be a linear. But he's also the author of Profit First, an innovation in accounting principles based on extensive client research and testing. Pattern finding and thought leadership are very linear traits, while casual playfulness is more often ascribed to chaotic creatives. That's why Mike is a linear cusp type. When it's crunch time for Mike, he relies on his linear skill set of problem solving and pattern finding. He digs in to find an answer rather than trusting that divine providence will lead the way. But he also enjoys tapping into his more chaotic side in the way he writes and communicates with his audience. That playful approach comes easily to Mike rather than draining him because it's a natural approach to life. While some linears might be overbearing and hard driving with zero personality, sorry, linears, Mike knows how to have fun. A chaotic cusp type would show an opposite disposition. They rely more on their personality or persuasive passion to get them out of sticky situations and show an adeptness at talking or feeling their way through rather than analyzing a situation to death. Still, their linear tendencies might show them to be a more subdued or conservative chaotic as compared to some of their more wild and crazy woo-woo friends. Sorry, chaotics. Chaotic cusps bring order to the chaos. Cusp-type creatives don't usually start out life on the cusp. Often, they learn their opposing type over time and develop an affinity for it as they improve at it. For example, many chaotics are forced to learn linear concepts at school. True chaotics, like Regina, may get good at linear tasks through practice, but they never enjoy it. Chaotic cusp types discover that they actually enjoy some of the linear tasks. This learned affinity doesn't negate their original preference for the chaotic approach, but it helps balance their chaotic leanings. Likewise, a linear who excels at math and science may take a drama class out of necessity and discover that they actually enjoy the aspects of performing on stage once they've had some practice. Ninja skills. Cusp types retain most of the same ninja skills of their primary type, as well as select fusion traits. Ultimately, each cusp type has a tendency to lean on their primary type, so look there for additional insights into their ninja skills. Blind spots. With their strengths on both sides of the spectrum, cusp types have the potential to manifest blind spots common to both fusions and their primary type. Comparisonitis and perfectionism can put a stranglehold on a chaotic cusp type, but a linear cusp might miss a solution right in front of them because they didn't think to ask for help in hitting their goal. Look to your primary type for more examples of blind spots. Still not sure about which type you are? I've developed a free assessment that guides you through a series of scenarios and questions to give you clarity on your creative type. Visit the resource page on my website for more details. Your assignment. Determine your creative freedom entrepreneur type either by reading the descriptions above or by taking the quiz. Identify the blind spots that are currently slowing your growth. Brainstorm possible ways to mitigate those blind spots. We'll be working them into your growth plan later in the book. Celebrate. Again. Yes. Do it.